And God's been moving in great ways. And so tonight I'm excited that Pastor Ryan Jackson is going to be presenting the word of the Lord to us. So put your hands together and welcome Pastor Ryan.
Oh, it's very good, very good, very good. I'm so sorry, Pastor Ryan's running late. I'm Dr. Van Tuttenberger. He asked me to do something until he got here. So I thought we should do a test. Oh, I like science. Do you like science? Oh, very good. I have with me the faith tester. You're supposed to say, ooh. I have with me the faith tester. Really? Come on, bigger. Ooh. Last time. I have with me the faith tester. Oh, very good, very good. And we have two very nice caliper lids and empty tubes that we will fill with the same liquid. No tricky, tricky. It's the same thing. No, not gonna drink it. Think I'm crazy? But we take the faith tester and we taste which one. Oh, we don't want to throw the test off. This one's got a little less. A little less in that one. Now we got this one over here. I think we're good. Okay. So we take the faith tester. The faith tester, as you look at that, you can't see. You can't see. It's the same. You need the faith tester to find out whether his faith is better or his faith is better. Because you can't see on the outside. You have no idea. Faith is on the inside. So, got some on me now. All right, let's put a drop. Oh, that was a few more drops. That went fast. Oh, we put some over this side too. See if I do the same. Same. I think same. Did I put some in this side? Let me try again. Huh. There is clearly a difference. What did I do wrong? The faith tester has found that even though things may seem different, no, they seem different now. On the outside, it seems fine. But when your faith is tested, that is when you know where your faith is at. With the faith tester. Oh, very good, very good. I'm going to go see. I forgot to use my safety goggles, so I'm going to go see if Pastor Ryan has showed up yet, because he said he would just be a few minutes late, and I sure hope he has arrived yet, because I would not want him to be late for this, because he just got ordained, I heard. And it would be a terrible, terrible thing for him to. Oh, wait, I hear a knock at the door. I hear a knock at the door. Hang on, let me go check the door. Oh, Pastor Ryan, how are you? I'm doing great. Thanks you for opening the door. Oh, it was a long trip to get here. I tell you what, it took me. I don't know what I. Crazy guy. He shows up and weird things happen. Tonight, if you will indulge me, we're going to take some look at our faith. On the outside, looking at you, I can't measure your faith. there isn't a faith tester that I could drip on you and see if you change or see if nothing happens when I drip the faith tester on you. Your faith can be tested, but your faith can also be evaluated. And tonight I want to specifically talk about what our faith looks like at home. When you put a children's pastor in front of a bunch of adults, you can't expect him to do things normal. You also can't expect him to not hit on the topic of children. Tonight I'm not going to necessarily talk about children, but I'm going to talk about what your faith looks like in your home. So understand, even if you don't have children, this topic still applies to you because you go home somewhere and your faith looks like something in your home. With it be your spouse, your dog. It looks like something, whether there's children present or not. So understand, even from my children's perspective, that this will apply to everyone if you let God apply it to you tonight. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commands I give you today, they are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Say that with me together. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. Heavenly Father, God, I right now ask that you would illuminate your word tonight. God, I pray that you would fascinate us with your word tonight. So that, God, when we leave this place, our faith at home will be different. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our first fill-in-the-blank spot there tonight. This is an odd thing for me. Pastor said I had to create an outline. That's what you get right there. There's your outline. I hope it's suitable for you tonight. But when we get done, it will rhyme. Went with the Dr. Seuss there a little. My wife is always helpful in the rhyming part. Tonight, the first part I'd like to talk about is I will say life-giving words in my home. I don't know how many times I fail at this. So tonight, not only am I talking to you, I am talking directly to myself. And of course, I have all kinds of fun things to play with. Because I do poorly if I literally have nothing in my hands. And I do like science. I found this amazing tidbit, which I'd heard before, about negative and positive words. According to the Nobel Peace Prize winner, scientist Daniel Kinahan, each day we experience approximately 20,000 moments. A moment is defined as a few seconds in which our brains recognize an experience. The quality of our days are determined by how our brains recognize and categorize those moments. Either positive, negative, or neutral. Rarely do do we remember the neutral moments? There is no question that the memories of our lives are recorded in terms of positive and negative experiences. Now, scientists propose that each day, our brains, our thoughts, our emotions keep track of our positive and negative moments. And the resulting score contributes to our overall mood. Over the past decade, scientists have explored the impact of the negative and positive interaction ratios in the work and personal lives. They found out that this ratio can be used to predict with remarkable accuracy everything from workplace performance to divorce. This is crazy. This is you got to hear this last part. This work with a noted physicist, John Gutman, explanation of positive and negative ratios in marriages using a 5-to-1, which Gutman dubbed the magic ratio. He and his colleagues predicted whether 700 newlyweds would stay together or divorce by scoring their positive and negative interactions in just one 15-minute period. 10 years later, the follow-up revealed that they had predicted the divorce rate of those couples to a 94% accuracy. Our words have power. Proverbs says in 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death. Those who love it eat its fruits. One negative word to not just one word won't balance it out. Not two words. Not three words. Not four words. But 5 words in the positive direction to defeat that negative word. I know so many times I've walked through the door at home. I've got to kick shoes out of the way just to get through the door. Boy, I feel positive. First thing I want to say is a positive word. But almost without fail, when that door cracks open, if my daughter's in earshot of hearing the garage door go open or me driving the car, I hear a big daddy, and she comes running. That'll change your positive ratio, won't it? But our words have the power to bring life or bring death. We have to be very careful on how we use our words. The verse there ends with, those who love it will eat its fruits. My wife and I only married a year, bought a home, and that home sat on a very old apple orchard, which there was about 10 of those trees left in our yard. And they were cool. They would produce tons of apples, and you'd mow them over and just make a giant mess. We didn't really have the know-how to take care of them. The bees loved them. But it was cool. Every once in a while, you'd find a piece of that fruit, and you'd pull it off the tree. And you're like, oh, crunch. And you're like, oh, that is terrible. And you look in it, and it is filled with worms. It looked great. It looked great. But you know what? After you took one bite, you were really careful. You learned your lesson really quick. I normally would cut them open with a knife, make sure they're good. Typically had to cut out the whole inside and then be able to eat it. But I didn't want to be around those apples filled with worms. People don't like to be around words that hurt. Think about your family for a minute and what your words look like at home. Do your words bring life or do they bring death? Because remember, the neutral words don't even count. Those neutral moments, they don't even get to score you. So whether it's with your spouse, and especially with your kids, which side of the scale are your words tipping on? Two, I will pray to God in my home. Psalms 55, 17, every morning, sorry, I jumped ahead. I think that's how it should go, though. Makes sense, doesn't it? Every evening and every morning and noon, I will pray and cry out loud, and he shall hear my voice. You know, one thing that was modeled for me in my home was prayer. You know when we prayed? Before we ate. I won't ask anybody for a show of hands who prays before they eat at their home, because I know everybody has to do it. I know everybody's, I get it. But if prayer isn't reflected in your home or modeled in your home, do you expect your kids to ever pray in their home? I can remember without fail that my mom had her quiet time. And we knew to leave mom alone. And I was assured that my dad was a man of prayer, because when he prayed over supper, it was serious. He modeled that for me. I knew what it was to have that model for me. What does prayer look like in your home? I have lots of stuff. I'm going to cut a little bit out tonight. Is that okay? All right. I'm just going to have my son help me. But I'm looking at the time, and we had an awesome time in God's presence, and I want to have some more awesome time in God's presence tonight before we leave and have a little party. Point three. I will display God on my walls of my home. You go ahead and put that picture up. Oh, you made it look nice. I took a terrible picture on purpose and he made it look pretty. That's okay, thanks. That actually is something my wife created. It's out of vinyl. And it's actually not that big, but it's big. And it's on a prominent wall that there's stairs that go up. And I had the stairs in the picture, and he cropped it out. But it looks beautiful. Thank you. You also will find this as soon as you walk into my home. What is your walls look like in your home? If you were to have a guest over to your home, would they look around your home and see some beautiful pictures on your wall and go, oh, you have a beautiful family, but have no idea that you go to church? Because there's nothing hanging on your wall that speaks about his word or about life My wife, I look at this every day, and I think she purposely made some of them bigger. Just saying. And it's probably a good thing that she made some of those bigger. You can't walk through our house and not be reminded, because what's on our walls. What happened this past weekend was a crazy accomplishment in my life. It was something that took years to get to. It's a giant milestone. And it's truly amazing when I look at it and I see what God has done in my life. I'm just literally blown away at it. But I didn't start there. This is just another level. Tonight, when you look at these 3 points, I don't have the faith tester to dribble on you. You got to look on your own side. Pastor Steve, you and your team would come. You got to look on your own inside. Do your own faith test. And those are just 3 simple points. And my whole idea with those 3 points, yeah, they're simple. But you know what? There's not one of us that can't leave here and go, I could do better. I can make my walls look a little better. I probably could model prayer a little better in my home. And I want to make sure that I am speaking life in my home. If anything, for me, yeah, that's my prayer. Not just for my kids, but for my wife. That I fill her with life, not with death. So tonight, I ask everyone to stand. And in the last few moments that we have here, if you would say, I can do better, I can take it to the next level, I want you to just fill this altar area. Now, come. Don't tarry. There's not a single one of us that couldn't take one of those 3 things to the next level. God, I pray tonight that as these come forward and say, I will take it to the next level. In my home, I will say life-giving words. In my home, I will model God. I will pray in my home. In my home, I will display on my walls His words. God, tonight I pray that You would change each and every one of us. Help us to take it to the next level. God, may our words be good fruit that others would want to eat. May our prayers be heard in our homes. And when others walk into our homes, May they see it on our walls. And better yet, God, when they click our Facebook wall, oh God, when they click on our Facebook wall, would there be no doubt that we are a child of the King? God, I take it a step further that, God, that our testimony would be on our Facebook wall. That there would be no doubt. God, help us to take it to the next level. Not next week, but tonight. When we go home tonight, God, we can take our faith at home to a new level. We can lay our hands upon our kids. We can lay our hands upon our spouses. And we can speak life into them. We can speak life into our homes. God, we can go home and we can scribble out our favorite verse and post it on the fridge. Just so tonight we take it to the next level. God, oh, I thank you for each and every one of your people tonight that have declared that their faith at home will rise. God, we thank you. We love you.